Our training.
Do that at 4 a.m. next week.
Our training camp coverage brought to you by Greystone Roofing. They've got you covered when the hits keep coming. And Best Buy Windows and Siding. Good morning, Metroplex. Sean, RJ, and our Cowboys insider, Bobby Roberto Belt, with Cowboys practice number 2 in front of light attendance again. Micah Parsons watching, helping with the pass rushers. I think the play of the day was CeeDee Lamb breaking ankles and then having his celebration that he and George Pickens worked on for 2 days and then got it down pat. The internet speculating there was a Ja Morant type grenade included at the end of that celebration.
Yeah, and we got the celebration up on the fan cam. I don't know. There's a,
nice job, Aiden.
I think that. Yeah, I don't know. I think the NFL is not going to let him do that one.
Let me see if he's pulling the thing.
It's not just the grenade, too, though. It's the little gun cock at the, right there. So I don't know. Yeah.
I count it as like blocking out the noise. I don't think it's throwing the grenade. You know, I'll say blocking out the noise there as they run away.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, Ja. Great excuse.
I didn't see him totally pulling the pin.
Well, yeah, But
Pickens covers his ears running away. So watch it. Like, you'll see he like pulls and then he goes, covers his ears for the explosion.
It could be a little pop rock.
If nobody mentioned grenade, I don't know how anybody gets that.
The lamb throw.
Nobody throws a grenade over their head.
But they throw like it.
They don't throw it backwards.
They both cover their ears and run away.
How do they throw it? Educate us on the proper way to throw a grenade.
Well, it's not behind you. It's like a hook shot.
You're
throwing it out of the, you're in the bunker. Okay? You're in trench warfare here. Okay? And you just go like this.
He would know. Choppy has a giant mortar round sitting in his office.
It's a 90 caliber bullet.
Yeah. I know. It's 90 cal.
But CeeDee was breaking ankles on that touchdown through and weaving Cowboy defenders. And then the scare of the day came with George Pickens going down, but it ended up being a cramp.
Boy, those cramps will look like season-ending injury. I remember the first practice Tristan Hill was at, and they're like carting him off, and everybody's like, oh my gosh, did he just shred his knee? And then Garrett's out there the next day, and he's like, yeah, he needs to drink more water. He needs to understand how we do things here.
Romo.
And so, I mean, honestly, the cramp thing is like a real factor when those guys get out there early in these practices. You always see somebody the first 2 days, and it just happened to be George Pickens. But you mentioned the lamb weaving. There was another one of Pickens kind of doing the same thing where he takes the ball, and he's kind of weaving through traffic. Now, obviously, it's not tackle, and so there's limitations on what you can do there. But, man, I think that yesterday, you saw a lot of different highlights of those two, and it's easy to get excited about them.
Dak was picked off by Kaiir Elam, an offseason star for the Cowboys. Let's see if it actually translates to the regular season, unlike Kaiir in Buffalo. And we got our second scuffle of camp already. The first one was Ezeraku and Brevin Spanford. That was on day one. Spanford was part of a couple of dust-ups last year as a rookie. And then this one was Marquise Bell, Troy Pride with Tyler Neville and Brian Schottenheimer. Look at Aiden. Aiden's all over the video coverage. Well done on the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. And Brian Schottenheimer may have nailed one of Bobby's prop bets.
Not may have, definitely did, despite y'all's hesitance to give me credit in the group text yesterday. He literally did what I said. He cut the music, and he started cussing him out, and it got retweeted a bunch. That's exactly what I said would happen. I get credit for that one. We're going to ignore some of the other things I had wrong, like having the Trayvon Diggs question, talking to the media in there, and not even getting a chance to ask that because it was wrong. But this is...
Breaking news on 105.3 The Fan. Bobby Belt admits he was wrong without any buts or caveats.
I had a butt in that one.
And happy birthday, Zach Wolchuk.
Yes, happy birthday, wow, Zachary. Happy birthday. This is 2 days, though. That, I would say, is unusual. I feel like we're normally getting... It's not until we get into pads where we get consistent scrapping at these practices. Or it's usually building for 3 days and then guys snap. This is day one and this is now day two where guys are mixing it up. Which, I guess, depending on how you look at that, you could say, oh, gosh, are they totally focused? Like, this seems like a sort of a bad environment. And then there's the other side that says, no, this is what comes with competition. And that means that everything Schottenheimer's tried to breed with competition and intensity is resonating, and this is the fine line you walk where you have to pull them back occasionally.
Well, I mean, that's possible because, I mean, I have to go back to Jason's presence because Jason really, like, emphasized the competition.
Yes, Jason loved that.
And I don't remember, like, a ton of fights. They had it with the Rams.
Well, we didn't always see the fights until Amazon Prime would drop them with like Dez and Jordan Lewis, but like those sort of things would happen a lot of times away from public eye.
But the other side would be is it all depends on which way you're looking at it. Like, is this the sub? They look at Brian like a substitute teacher.
I don't think that's the case.
I don't think it is either. But like, if it's like if that's the hey, this is the new guy we're gonna test.
Shoddy brought them together, and I thought I heard him saying, "I don't give an S who threw a punch. The next one to do it." Such and such. So just cut it out right now. What else jumped out from practice?
Yeah, there's a lot of rave reviews right now for kind of expectedly. It's stuff that we had talked about, which is Joe Milton. And Joe Milton keeps putting, you know, wow throws up there and stuff that people are oohing and on about. That's what he'll do. And these are the kind of settings where he's going to look really, really good. Milton's going to be really, really difficult in terms of narrative compared to Lance. It's the same question of preparedness and readiness. It's going to be much harder, I think, for fans to rationalize it when they see him do some of the things he can do.
Yeah.
Because Lance never showed it.
I feel like we've already seen more highlights from Joe than we got from Trey.
Yeah.
We have certainly gotten more audio highlights because yesterday, the KNC masterpiece pouring more salt in the choppy wound by painting RJ as a stalker in talking to Milton.
I just want to warn you about Choppy. I've seen him operate before. There was a time we were at the Super Bowl bar. He saw Cooper Manning, and he walked over there to talk to Cooper Manning, and he posted up like he was going to hang out and have a conversation. Never met this guy in his entire life. And he's like, no, we're going to hang out and be friends. So don't get too close to RJ, because he's going to be like, what about your phone number? What's your player tag? Like, just be careful. He's a lovely person, and he loves Tennessee, but like, just...
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Good.
See how
they
talk about you? These your friends.
He knows. I never said that. We worked together. I'm just kidding.
Dude, Joe Milton has your back. Do you hear that line? He even called it out. You see how they talk about you? That's your friends.
Right. That's right. You know. No. You're my friend, Joe Milton.
Exactly. Right. And by the way, I don't think the Cooper Manning thing, what they just described is not a stalker. What they described is confidence.
Yeah.
And like, all right, let's go. Let's just see if we can slide our way in here. It's the whole, let's just act like you belong. Let's get in the club. Like, that's all he does.
I just wanted to hang out with a third tenor.
Was that our attention to Cooper, Hannah Storm, or Joy Taylor? And Cooper was just there.
Cooper was like, you know, we were all there. We were trying to get in with the cool kids crowd.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, listen, you're the other guy. So let's hang out with you.
You did try with Joy Taylor, though, because you said the two most attractive people
in the room.
She's got a big pair of cans.
Did you get any FaceTime with Hannah Storm, or did you just not even try that
I'm not a Hannah
one?
Storm guy. That was, you know, Sean's a Hannah Storm girl.
I like Hannah Storm.
I was.
I've heard some stories. I've heard too many stories.
Yeah. Brian Schottenheimer, we're hearing stories about all the motion and the shifts. And Shoddy at his presser yesterday talked about how multiple he wanted to be.
We're going to be multiple. We're going to be difficult to defend because we're going to be under center. We're going to be in the gun. You haven't seen pistol yet, but pistol's coming for all of our opponents that are listening to me talk right now. There'll be some pistol. There'll be some wildcat. Again, we're going to be multiple and we're going to attack people. Our system's built to do that.
So there he is, just putting it out there. Did he say Wildcat?
Wildcat.
Yeah, and I mean, so he ran some Wildcat with the Jets at times. And so, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they had some. You got to remember, they've had CeeDee Lamb throw things before. They've had CeeDee Lamb. They'll take guys and they'll take advantage of guys with arms, like guys in the receiver or running back core. But this is something that he's talked about, the different motion and the different looks. And he's not... I think people got to understand this is, it may not be effective. It may not work. You may not like the offense. This is not going to look like a boring I formation, three tight ends type of offense. That's not what he runs.
George Pickens gave this response that took a direct shot at the Pittsburgh Steelers and Arthur Smith. I'm definitely excited to run better plays. That's what he said about being with the Cowboys now. Expanding the route tree more than just being a deep ball contested catch guy like he was known in Pittsburgh. And Pickens caught up with the media and described Shoddy, the play caller, and the new energy.
It's been great. He's probably one of the best coaches I've ever had around. Definitely besides like Kirby Smart and a lot of other legend coaches that I played for. But his energy, like you said, his energy is like one of one. And you can't really, that's got to be in somebody. You can't really make that.
So George Pickens, again, he's going to keep it short, simple, sweet. Let's talk about his responsibilities now in this offense?
Me personally, making plays, I'm pretty sure as far as the Dallas Cowboys, they want me to make plays as well. So right now, that's my responsibility. And everybody else has a different responsibility. For me right now, it's just making plays.
Did you feel like you needed a completely fresh new start?
I think I needed a fresh start just in terms of, like you said, people not knowing me. I think that's the whole thing about it. Like, if you don't know somebody, kind of like what I was just telling him, like, if you get to know CD, then he's not really going out of his way. He's always been this way. You see what I mean? But you guys, you never really met him. So I definitely think it's a refreshing for me, yeah.
CD's quote that jumped out to me, quote, on Pickens, he's not as crazy as he seems to be.
Which, that did sound bad of her, but I mean, he did underline that and said, he's not as crazy as he seems to be. And he said, believe me, he's like, I watch the film, I see it too.
Yeah, he's not as crazy as he seems to be. Tolo D hit me up when CD was talking. Bobby texted us when CD was talking. We'll bring you that in the 7 o'clock hour. But here's a little bit of Lamb endorsing his new bestie.
He has all the intangibles. He's a great receiver. He's a great person. He's everything that the people say he isn't, and I feel like he don't get enough credit for being who he is. But you never know the type of situation that people are going through. So just being so quick to put a narrative on something that you don't really fully explain, like, understand yet, I feel like just kind of jumping a gun. But as for GP, man, he's a hard worker. He wants to be great. He's wanting to learn, and I love that the most about him, because I'm the same way. Like, if there's anything that you see in my game that I feel like I need to work on, let me know, and I'll think about it. I'll have it in the back of my head, and as I'm watching this film and we go over it together, I have that in my mind, and he's the same way. He's not as crazy as he seems to be, literally. Like, I seen what y'all seen on film. Like, I trust me. I know what it looks like, but if you talk to this man and have a decent conversation, I guarantee you'll understand that this man is kind of harder. When we get on the field, it's a different beast. I expect him to be an animal, but like, when we have an on and off button, everybody on this field does. On any field, honestly, man, when you're passionate about something, you don't really care what the narrative is around you. Like, you know how much effort you've given into this game, and we do this, we've done it our whole lives. This is all we know. So like, when you're upset, it's probably for a reason.
Man, a refresher of those CD Lamb training camp answers. How eloquent, how well thought out, and how intelligent they are.
Yeah, and a little birdie told me it sounds like we're going to be the ones to get him this year. So it sounds like you guys can keep taking the third-team quarterback and guys who aren't even available to play right now, KNC, but we'll get the superstars, okay?
The Fun Police have made their way to Little League Baseball, and Peyton is firing your babysitter. It's Thursday, 6:40. That means the payload with Peyton Phillip Russell next on Sean and RJ.